Kingston, New York officials say their city could lose up to $5 million in revenues because of the COVID-19 pandemic. They expect to collect significantly less sales and property tax revenue than estimated, and they expect a decline in other revenue sources. Democratic Kingston Mayor Steve Noble and the city's comptroller have proposed an economic recovery plan to the Common Council that would occur in three phases, and Noble wants the council to implement phase one immediately. It includes departmental budget cuts, a hiring freeze, and overtime pay reductions. These measures are estimated to save the city about $1.6 million.
One of the things that cities rely on is sales tax, and with the sudden downturn in businesses, we won't start to see those sales tax receipts until the next week or so. And then, you know, as we go into the next month and a half, 2 months, we'll get to see the full extent of the turndown in the economy. And so that's why we wanted to take a phased approach, starting where we know we could work, and that is within our own budget and cutting expenses.
Kingston Common Council Majority Leader Reynolds Scott Childress.
Well, we like the general drift of what the mayor proposed. We are going to be having a special meeting. We have our finance committee meeting coming up very soon, and then we will have a special common council meeting to vote in any of these proposals that we think merit approval.
The timing for any approval is next week. Scott Childress, a Democrat, says the question mark of sales tax revenue isn't the only unknown.
We're still not clear exactly what our total income has been or total revenues have been from the recent property tax take that was due on April 30th.
Noble is hoping the federal government's next coronavirus aid package includes direct relief for local governments. He says bills under discussion include $5 million to $7 million for cities the size of Kingston.
In this entire situation, you know, we really are, you know, pushing the federal government to help cities like the city of Kingston and others. Because this is, again, an unprecedented situation, and it's a pandemic that really is affecting, you know, everyone. And local municipalities in particular rely so much on the ability for the local economy to be open in terms of their revenue sources. And we're just really concerned about what the future may hold if we don't get some sort of relief.
Scott Childress talks more about the mayor's proposed phases.
We have a nice cushion for a little while, and so that's where that phase one, if you look closely at it, a fair amount of that is related to our fund balance because we actually are over the recommended 10 to 13% of budget in fund balance. And so we can use that as a cushion for the first phase. But as we move into the second phase and third phase, that's why we have to start looking at the potential for short-term or long-term or permanent layoffs because, of course, as with most municipalities, that's where the bulk of our spending is.
Noble says phase two would be implemented if mid-range loss estimates become more realistic based on early sales tax returns and or confirmation of local aid cuts by the state.
It's a very condensed time frame because we recognize, you know, the initial phase one of, you know, cutting, you know, $1.6 million from our budget is effective immediately. Basically, phase two, when we start talking about temporary layoffs, you know, that would be the next phase, which could begin, you know, as early as the next few weeks to the month from now, as well as, you know, more permanent layoffs would, you know, potentially have to occur, you know, just a month or two later from that. And so I think that that entire time frame, you know, could change tomorrow if we see, instead of a 20% reduction in sales tax, that we end up seeing a 60% reduction in sales tax. And that could have us skip all the way to phase three of our plan. And so one of the things that we're trying to educate the Common Council and the community about is that this is a nimble plan and something that is really based on the current all of the financial indicators. But we also want to start to see some of those financial indicators before we disrupt people's lives and before we, you know, disrupt services.
Phase two could include a targeted retirement incentive for eligible employees. Phase three would become a reality if Kingston's fiscal outlook showed signs of a high loss scenario. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.